Amen.
Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I prepared something, but I just feel that God's changed it on me just in praise and worship. You know what, God? The Bible says that He came to mend the brokenhearted. Are you hurting this morning? Yes, Christmas is coming around, but I just feel that God just changed it around on me. I don't know what you're going through, what you're encountering this morning, but I'm here to tell you the Bible says that He came to mend the broken heart. You know, God loves you so much. That's why He went to Calvary for me and for all of us. And this one of us the night before, He said, not my will, but your will be done. We're so used to going our own way, and God has something better for us. God's ways are better. God's ways are higher. At the time, you might not see it, but when you said, Jesus Christ, come into my heart, what you have given them, you're giving them, Lord, you're my Lord. Lordship, you take over my life. It's no longer me, but it's you who lives in me. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, he's doing a new thing. This morning, I just feel that God is just tugging at our hearts, tugging at our hearts. I'm pursuing you, son. I'm pursuing you, daughter, because I have a bright future for you. He has a bright future for all of us, but the problem that we're so stuck in our own mentality, our own mindset, I'm so stubborn. No, Lord, I don't want what you have for me. I'm so stubborn. No, I don't want it. I'm going to continue going my way. If you go your own way, you're going to lead to heartache after heartache. Well, I don't understand, Lord, what you're doing. Well, you keep going your own way. I'm trying to get your attention. It's the same. We get stuck in. It's the same thing over and over again. Oh, here we go. Sunday morning. Okay, let's praise and worship. Same thing. Let's worship the Lord. Let's give to the Lord because that's what the Bible says. But when you're doing out of a heart that said, Lord, I do this because I love you. Pastor shared about the four principles that we're stuck so many years. Read your Bible. Spend time with the Lord. But you do it because you love Him and you want to spend time with Him. The Bible says that, you know what? He's searching to and fro. Who's going to go after me? Who's going to fulfill my call? Is it easy? No. But let me tell you something this morning, that it's all worth it. That it's worth it to serve the Lord, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is worthy. He went to Calvary. He got whipped 39 times. He would spit at Him. They would spit at Him. They would laugh at Him. But He did it because He loved us. He did it because He has a plan for our lives. And He's searching for you. He's pursuing you. Do you want it? I'm serious. I couldn't be still because I just felt that God changed it on me. I was just so antsy. I got to get up there. I got to get up there. Okay? It's because, like I said, my title of my message this morning is purpose. He has a purpose for us. But we're so used to going our own way. We're so, you feel trapped. And God's trying to get your attention. I'm here for you, son. I'm here for you, daughter. I went to Calvary for you because I loved you. But we're in our mentality. I'm so used to going my way. Nadie me va a decir nada. Nadie me va a seguir como yo quiera hacer. I'm sorry, my Spanish is coming out. Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, come unto me, and I'll show you great and unsearchable things that you not know of. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I set you apart to be a prophet to the nations. Come on, somebody. If God knew me, even when my mother's womb, He had a plan for me. He had purpose for my life. But our own mentality, we're so stuck to going my way. I want to do my own thing. But this morning, I feel that God's searching for us. He's going after us because He loves us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us, people. I know how it is to hurt. I know how it is to go through heartache at such a young age in my life. That's why it's tough on me being a teacher when I hear a sixth grader say, you know what, I don't care. No va a cambiar así, no soy yo, no va a cambiar. Pues está bueno, pero me está diciendo that I care for you. And it's hard. Brianna's one of my students, and she knows Jeremy. They're in one of my roughest class. So I don't see I told God to help me every time with this mouth. I'm being honest with you. I lose it. But one thing that I can say, God, thank you for coming into my heart June 18, 2000. And he's still working in me. God's working in all of us. My message this morning, I just feel like God said that he came to mend the brokenhearted. Are you hurting this morning? Yes, he has purpose for us. Yes. But at the end of the day, God's really, this morning he's really knocking in our hearts. I love you, son. I love you, dad. Bible says that God will show the foolishness things of this world to confound the wise. God loves us this morning. And you're not alone. Hebrews 13:5 says he would never leave you nor forsake you. I know I share that scripture because it means a lot to me. At times of being lonely, times that I felt I'm alone, I always bring that scripture up just to keep myself reminded that he is with me. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. He has a bright future for us. He has a bright future for this church. When I see little children coming to the altar in Danica this morning, there's something right here. When I see little Matt, the children of this church, JR. God has something beautiful for this church. When little kids coming to the altar, so innocent. We got to pray for them. We got to pray for our young people. I'll share with Pastor, just something happens from when I worked in elementary to junior high that's like, I feel that their innocence is taking once they get to junior high. It's tough. Vanessa will tell you. We work in the same school. The enemy's after trying to destroy this young generation. The enemy's scared. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes to bring life and bring it more abundantly. See, God's a God of abundance. God is a God of love. God is a God of peace. Maybe this season you're not feeling that peace. You're not feeling that joy. The Bible says in Nehemiah 10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Maybe you feel alone. I said this scripture already, Hebrews 13:5, that he will never, never leave you nor forsake you. Maybe you're battling with fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, I have another scripture for you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind's peace. I don't know what you're going through again. I don't know. Like I said, I had prepared myself, but I feel God wanted me to go another direction. Are you hurting this morning? God wants to work a miracle in your life. But are you stopping him from it? This is for me too, guys. God deals with me first. Yes, God has a beautiful plan for us. But our own selfish way stops us from going after God. And it might be stern, but like I said, I just got to get it off my chest. Yes, God wants to bless you. But are you even doing the four principles? You do it because you love God. Not because you feel, or like the pastor says, a checklist. Oh, I already did it. I did it. I did it. No. You do it because you love your Savior. And you want to get to know more about him. You're here this morning for a reason, for a purpose. He came to mend the brokenhearted. We all have a story to share. You can win others that we can't, because you know how it feels to whatever you're going through, whichever you've gone through. There's a world that's hurting out there, guys. Especially now with the Christmas season approaching us. They might feel lonely. They might feel nobody cares for them. Yes, they might have their family around them, but they're probably lonely. He loves you. I can't say that enough this morning. He loves you. He's pursuing you. Only you know what you're going through. You can hear every message in the book. Until you come to a point in your life that say, you know what, Lord? I surrender. And that's the hardest thing to do. Lord, but I've done so much wrong. Well, look at the people in the Bible. Let's start with Apostle Paul. He would kill Christians. And he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Moses, he killed somebody, a murderer. Look what God did with him. Once again, read the word for yourself. We all have a story to share. God loves you. God ain't mad at you. He loves you and he has a purpose for you and your family. Once a person finds their identity in Christ, watch out, devil. God qualifies the called. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. God has a bright future for his people. First Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 26. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolishness things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world, despised things, and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, it is written, let no one boast in the Lord. Amen. It is because of him we're here this morning. First Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. Pastor quotes the scripture a lot. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. His Spirit will lead you into all truth. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God. So we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in the words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities in the Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness. He cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct them? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
I tie it in that scripture with 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, he's doing a new thing. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes. Michelle, can you come up? As you all know, God's in the house. His Spirit is presence. Like I said, I prepared a sermon this morning, but I just felt God wanted me to go somewhere else with it. And maybe I can only recall doing this twice. I just feel that God's pursuing you. And only you know what you're going through. God's trying to get our attention. I include myself in this too. Jesus came to mend the broken heart. God wants to do something beautiful out of us. But our own selfish will wants to do things our own way. And this morning he's trying to get our attention. That enough is enough. You can only go so much, so far without him. The reality is that we need God. I don't see how people live without God in this life. It's hard. Even serving God is hard. But it's worth it all, people. It's worth it all. Yes, he has a bright future for us. My altar call this morning is that maybe you feel like giving up. The altar is open. The altar is a place of change. Yes, we are a part of something greater than ourselves, but you know what? God's trying to deal with us first. Pastor's been preaching about the harvest. But if we're hurting ourselves, you know, how can we help somebody else? I've heard this many times said. You can only take someone with you where you've only been. If we don't deal with us first, how can we help people that are hurting? A church is a place of hospital where people are hurting. You need to hear a message of hope. My message this morning is that he came to mend the broken heart. Yes, he has purpose for us, but I just feel this morning a lot of are hurting this morning. You tried it your own way. And God's telling us to stop. I'm here for you, son. I'm here for you, daughter. Stop trying to figure it out in your own mind. The Bible says that our mind is enmity against God. When we try to understand, comprehend it, we will never be able to. But when His Spirit reveals it to you, you will understand. If you're hurting this morning, I'm going to open up the altar. Jesus.
you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life was born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness